Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 131 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to be discussing a topic I call building your life. Building your life. And my anchor scripture is going to be taken from the book of Matthew 7, verses 24 to 27. Matthew 7, verses 24 to 27. I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. It says, "Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. It will collapse with a mighty crash." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So the question I just want to ask you today is, what are you building your life on? Are you building your life? Many people build their lives on very shaky foundations. The thing is, if you want a solid foundation for your life, then the Word of God has to be that thing that controls your decision making, that controls how you stack the bricks that make up your decisions and your actions. If you want to get married, what principles are you applying to say, okay, these are the principles I'm going to use in getting married, in finding a life partner? If you're working at some place, what principles are you using? Are you using the principles of honesty in the Word of God? Are you using the principles of self-control? Are you using the principles of respect? Are you using the principles of truthfulness? What principles are you using? The thing is, the principles you use to build your life will determine the strength of the building and the foundation that is your life. Are you building on good foundation or are you building on bad foundation? You see, many people, they build their lives on acquiring material things. They build their lives on looking a certain way. They build their lives on being the very best in their career. That's the foundation for their lives. But the thing is, many of these things, there's nothing wrong with them. But many of these things are things that are very temporal. They are not eternal based. And then you see people when they achieve these things, they're then like, okay, wow, what's next? They don't feel fully satisfied. So I'm just encouraging you today, build your life on the Word of God. When you build your life on the Word of God, you're building on a solid foundation. You see many people, they build their lives on money, and on this, and on that, and on this, and on that. And you just see like, wow, this person's foundation, right? In the eyes of the world, it may look like they are really achieving it. But in the eyes of God, and really when a big trial or challenge comes, it's going to push them down, right? Because their lives are built on sand. Why don't you build your life on the rock of ages? Why don't you build your life on the rock of the Word of God? And as you build your life on the rock of God's Word, you'll see that your life will be able to withstand the test of time. I'm telling you, righteousness gives longevity. Righteousness gives longevity because you are depending on God to see you through. Because don't get me wrong, there are trials and the thing is, one thing you need to realize is that there are trials and challenges in life. Anyone that tells you that, oh, the life of a Christian is trouble and problem free, that person is lying to you. That is not true. The Christian life is not trouble and problem free. But the thing is, even if you're going through trouble and problems as a Christian, you have an anchor, God, to see you through. You have an anchor, God, to see you through. Like, what are you building your life on? I'm telling you, like, it will really help you as the challenges of life. Because if you really think about it, the world we live in today is just getting harder and harder every single day. Things are getting worse and worse and worse. And let me tell you this. Things, unfortunately, are not going to get better in the world. If you read the book of Matthew chapter 24, where the Bible talks about the end times, he clearly spells out that, you know what? Things are going to keep getting worse. Things are going to keep getting worse. I mean, if you've lived in the U.S. for any appreciable length of time, ask yourself, how were things in society 10 years ago and how are things now? How were things in society 10 years ago and how are things now? Right? So things are getting more and more challenging. It's more and more challenging to hold on to your faith as a child of God. But again, stay on that sure anchor of the Word of God. The Word of God can really keep you going through these tough, through these tedious times. The Word of God will cause you to say, oh, you know what? Many people are going off in this wrong direction, but you know what? I'm going to stay on the right path. And you're going to keep trusting God. I'm going to keep obeying God. I'm going to be like those three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where, oh, everyone in the nation was like, oh, let's bow down to this golden image. But they did not bow down. They decided to stand with God. When you stand with God, you are standing on a solid foundation. Because whether you like it or not, the wind of trial, the wind of challenges will blow. But the people that will be left standing at the end are the people that are trusting God, are the people that are obeying God, are the people that have built their lives on the Word of God. You want your marriage to stand the test of time? Build that marriage on the Word of God. You want to be standing the test of time? Build your life on the Word of God. You want your work to stand the test of time? Build the way you conduct your work or you conduct business on the Word of God. And as you do so, all will be well with you in Jesus' name. So, final thing I want to say is, by building your life on the Word of God, what do I mean? It just means using the principles of the Bible to guide your behavior. Using the principles of the Bible to guide your behavior. If biblical principles guide your behavior in the different spheres of your life, then you are building your life on the Word of God. Although you cannot even start building your life on the Word of God if you do not know God Himself. And the only way to God Himself is through His Son, Jesus Christ. So if you want to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I need your help. I need your forgiveness. I believe you died for me on the cross to set me free. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And Father, I pray for everyone listening to this podcast. I pray, Lord, that you'll give us the grace to build our lives on your Word, to build our lives on the timelessness of your Word. Your Word is always true. Your Word always brings out victory. Your Word is the thing that will keep us going in the midst of the storms going through in this world. Heavenly Father, give us the grace to always make recourse to your Word in every decision that we make. And as we do so, Lord, let us be standing and let us not fall away. Strengthen us, O God, by your grace. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Now, for those that said the prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. I will encourage you to do three things. One, find the Bible. Find the translation that you understand. You know, the New Living Translation is really good. Read it and do what it says. You can study in the book of John. It will tell you all about the love of God. The second thing you should do is find a Bible-believing church. Notice I did not say find a church. Find a Bible-believing church. That's a church that is built on the Word of God. There are many places that have the name Church of God even on them, where they preach many things that are inconsistent with the Word of God. That's not where you want to be. You want to be in a place that preaches the true, undiluted Word of God. The true, undiluted Word of God. That's the kind of place you want to be. So I'll encourage you to find those kinds of places and plug yourself in there. And you'll notice that, you know, you grow spiritually as a person. And then finally, I'll encourage you to listen to episodes 96 to 101. Episodes 96 to 101. Their call is the episodes on the five basic responsibilities of a believer. It will teach you the basic things you need to do to kind of get started in your walk with Christ. So thank you for listening to me today. I'll see you in the next podcast. Have a wonderful day and God bless you. Shalom. Bye for now.